This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we knew it. Going back a month ago, we knew the Democrats were organizing select young people to go out and be anti-gun spokespersons to launch a nationwide youth movement against guns. We played clips earlier of movements being launched on MSNBC to have young people bully their parents into signing pledges that they will, in fact, here it is right here, promise to kids, contract, that we will vote for legislative leaders who support our children's safety over guns. But I thought it's guns protecting our children. I thought it was Broward County, Coward County, standing down. Why are you blaming gun owners? Mass shootings only kill 40-something people a year. It's still too many. But why are you hyping all this and then saying, I, as a father, that protect my children with firearms, or that police officers that protect people, that somehow we're collectively to blame? When a jihadi runs over somebody, they don't say the truck's to blame. So now we have definitive proof that this is AstroTurf. Now we have definitive proof funded by Soros, the Women's March, the Democratic Party, that less than 10%, even MSNBC admits, we're about to play the clip, of the people at those events, at these anti-gun events, were actually even young people. It was mainly the Department of Education and government workers and Democrats, the exact same speakers, the same crowds we saw with Linda Sorcerer and the Women's March that Soros spent $287 million on the day after Trump's inauguration. I was there. I saw hundreds of buses just on the streets I was. And we didn't block them from marching to the mall the day before. They beat us up. They attacked women and children. They wouldn't let people into the Trump event. And CNN showed the rally before the gates even opened and said no one was there to hear Trump. That's the weaponized evil. That's the globalist and CNN and MSNBC. So let's go to MSNBC admitting one more piece of evidence that this was totally synthetic AstroTurf. And when I pointed that out a month ago, they made a good run at banning me off YouTube, and still thousands of other channels like the Health Ranger and others are still banned, and thousands of gun channels are being banned. This is the assault. Let's go to that clip.
Talk about the makeup of this crowd in the protest this weekend. Who was there? How many first timers? And what impact do you think it's going to have in the long run in American politics?
Well, these are great questions, Joe. I mean, first and foremost, I think it's important to note here that while young people mobilize people to participate, what's really interesting is that less than 10% of the people in the crowd were actually under the age of 18. So that's 90% of the people there who actually can vote today. Most, you know, in addition to that, I think what's really important is that it turned out over a quarter of the people who had never participated in a protest before. So these are people who are mobilizing around the issue potentially. And finally, I think what's really interesting is that 16% of them were politically moderate. And that's the highest percentage of moderates that I've seen at any of these protest events since the inauguration.
So let's stop right there. They call themselves moderate because they're told, you're moderate, you're not anti-gun. And the schools organize them, and they say, I'm going to give you all your credit for the year. Hogg brags that he's getting all his credits by not going to school and doing this. So they basically get given their diplomas if they go out. They get given their grades if they do this. But hiding in plain view, there is the facts. Jack Posobiec was there. He shot the video of just one road. Looks like 100 buses. But I was in D.C. I left that Saturday after the inauguration on Friday, and it took us 2 hours to get to the airport because there were so many buses going out of town, and they were just, I mean, I saw hundreds of buses just on the routes where I was getting out, and it was a million and a half women, and they were Department of Education. They were wearing the stupid pink hats. They were there. And this is who they are. This is the government. This is the bureaucrats. These are the people that want to run this country. They want Cloward and Piven. We'll talk with Jack Posobiec how we counter it. Is Trump starting to go sideways on us? The big news on China and their warships threatening blood and war. I forgot that part. Bloody battle. The Chinese dictator Xi Jinping. It's all coming up. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Posobiec joins us for the hour. I intend to open the phones up coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Jack Posobiec, of course, has led CitizensForTrump.com, one of the top three biggest citizen Trump organizations out there. He also got outed as being in naval intelligence. Not that that was a bad thing last year. They said the president tweets him, but he's really in naval intelligence. He should be kicked out of the Navy because the president likes him. That's how whacked out the globalists are. He's on Twitter at Jack Posobiec. He's a great investigative journalist. He shot video of hundreds. It's like an hour-long video of him walking down the road. Hundreds of these buses. Just every major road is just filled with them. BuzzFeed and others admit Soros is funding it. The Million Mom March, all of it is funding it. So I want to get his take on the Supreme Court justice coming out. John Paul Stevens, former justice, saying it's time to repeal the Second Amendment and have nationwide gun confiscation. You can read it in his editorial article in the New York Times. We've also got Wasserman Schultz wants background checks for ammunition buyers. It just goes on and on. That's up on InfoWars.com. Sociologists, less than 10% of the Marchers for Lives participants were children. Trump set sights to extrajudicially ban bump stocks. He is really appeasing them. That is a huge mistake. So we've got all those reports on what's happening on that front. This is quite a time to be alive. And also, if you just joined us, I should have led the broadcast with this, but the open calls to repeal the Second Amendment all over CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, everywhere. China sends massive Navy for South China Sea war games after President Xi Jinping vows to wage bloody battle for world domination. So Posobiec can specifically speak to this as he's lived in China. He's been in the Navy. He's been stationed over there. He's been in naval intelligence. Russia, China eclipse U.S. in hypersonic missiles, promoting fears. The Hill, FCC wants Chinese tech out of U.S. phones and routers. I told you about that 15 years ago. So you get next year's news today. Now it's mainstream news from the FCC. Yeah, folks, Russia is not the issue other than their hypersonic Satan missile. And that's what we call it. And the rest of it, and by the way, if you think they really got stuff faster, the stuff you see is the U.S. 1980s technology. But it doesn't matter. We can all still kill each other. It's stupid. Six countries are planning state boycotts of the 2018 World Cup. Child gangs fight for garbage on Venezuela streets. More video of that. You know, the heaven of socialism that Bernie Sanders wants to give us. That is just some of what we've got. And Obama and Hillary violated federal law. It's coming out in the news with Facebook fully behind them in both campaigns. That's right. So this Cambridge Analytica thing, they work for everybody. But by the media going after this and telling the big secret, that Facebook's a giant data mining, the Democrats are blowing up their own ship. Jack Posobiec, there's a lot to cover. Congratulations on getting married and all the great stuff you're doing and still doing the great work. I see it's so prolific as you reach millions a day. I know you got a lot of exciting stuff you're going to be announcing soon. We can't get into on air, but congratulations on all your great work. What do you want to tackle first of that palette of information I just laid out?
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate your kind words there, and Moik appreciates it as well. So we just had the March for Our Lives here in Washington, D.C., that video I shot on Saturday. Of course, the March for Our Lives got huge coverage in the mainstream media, the press, but the March for Life, the pro-life march that was just held last month in D.C. that I also attended, was not covered in the mainstream media. It was covered, if they did, they gave a thimble of worth of coverage to it, and they covered a little bit of President Trump's remarks. President Trump has been called the greatest pro-life president we've ever had, but the media didn't cover that. Instead, they covered this thing, and so we were told, we were told that this was spontaneous, that it was an organic outflowing of passion and emotion.
And that was a lie. That was a lie. That is a lie.
Yeah, as I went there, I mean, you could see the level of organization. And Alex, to be quite honest, I've never seen so much organization for a private event, and I've never seen so much security as they had. This was presidential level security they had there, from private security services, from D.C. police, and from National Guard military vehicles that were brought out onto the streets of D.C. This was something that D.C. hasn't seen this level of security since President Trump's inauguration. I know you saw that.
And by the way, you were there. I was there. They ordered the Capitol Police, the D.C. police, to stand down at most of the entrances and not let people in. That came out on the news. The police said that. So Trump is classy. He gave massive protection to this Soros march when the Democrats wouldn't give us protection.
That's exactly right. And, of course, there were no issues with this march whatsoever. Now, one interesting thing that was going on as well is that this game they're playing with the numbers. They're trying to say that this was bigger, but actually the women's march was much bigger than this event. This only had about 200,000. The way they did it was they crammed everyone onto Pennsylvania Avenue and sort of instead of the big, wide Washington Mall, the National Mall that's right there. So you can still get that background shot of Capitol Hill, but the street itself, the D.C. street, it's much more narrow, so it seems like it's a lot of people. It was actually almost half the size of the women's march.
And by the way, this is something I noticed with mainstream media. They've only got 10 anti-gunners out. They get them all together and then shoot up towards the Capitol here in Austin. It's the same trick. You could tell those over-the-head shots were in streets all crammed in at the stage like it was a rock concert. And again, the Capitol Police estimated 300 to 400,000, as you said. CNN and others claimed a million. You were there. You're estimating 200,000.
I'd say 200, 250 tops. I mean, even that street itself, you can see that some of the lanes are blocked off from security cordons. Of course, they built major barricades around this whole thing. They built a wall, as a matter of fact, and you couldn't get anywhere near the stage. They because of the way it was all crammed in, so they had TVs all over the place. I kind of ducked out after a little while because it was clear that they weren't even allowing people to get up to the front. They just wanted their TV shots.
You were there. I was watching on C-SPAN as they rolled loops of Ted Nugent, myself, Dana Loesch, and the crowd would chant.
I saw that, yes.
How bizarre was it actually be there?
It was really weird because when they showed Dana Loesch and yourself and Ted Nugent and everybody else, I saw that and I said, yeah, I don't really have a problem with anything any one of these people are saying. But then I realized that you could hear the crowd. They were being urged to boo. They were being urged to sort of see everyone who is pro-gun as an enemy, everyone who talks about this as an enemy. So they were urging people to boo these videos. They were urging people to see anyone as pro-Second Amendment as an enemy. And that's essentially what was trying to come up.
Oh, that's another thing. Can we cue up the sheriff? I went and looked at Paul Watson's article on InfoWars. I went and looked at Steven Crowder's articles, all the stuff you tweeted that night. And it looked like about a third of the signs said, we're going to ban all the guns. We're going to kill you if you don't turn your guns in. And then I heard talk like that from the speakers. I saw other people. So this is a new theme where they're not denying they want to ban the Second Amendment. What do you make of this? Calls to ban it and calls for violence.
Well, what's interesting is that, I've talked to so many people in law enforcement and the military about this, and I'd say a good sizable amount of them are saying that they would not follow that order. If that was ever given in our country, that people need to understand there are so many police officers, so many American military members that know that they swore an oath to the Constitution, and that includes the Second Amendment. And if that was ever given, you'd see a lot of badges in dustbins and trash bins if that actually happened. They were trying to confiscate guns because they're just not going to do it. That being said, there may be troops, there may be police that would, of course, continue with that order, would comply with that order, so you'd get this huge split kind of situation.
Just like happened in Russia in 1917.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, exactly like Russia.
They get the central government and they kind of cut off the food and over a couple of years make us all turn everything in. That is a real scenario. They're talking about a civil war. We're not the ones pushing this. Why do you think they're suddenly going from denying they want the guns to officially saying in the New York Times everywhere, we want to completely ban them and confiscate them?
They're overreaching, as the left always does. They're overreaching and telling you for once what they truly believe. Usually they're, you know, Obama was smart enough to say that, oh, we just want regulations. Then you actually saw the regulations and realized how bad it was. Now they're coming out and specifically just saying what it is. They want to ban guns. They want to ban AR-15s. They want to ban what they call assault weapons.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, now they want to ban all the semi-autos, but now they just say ban them all. In fact, that's what he argues. John Paul Stevens says, go back to only black powder. That's all citizens can have. I mean, talk about a recipe for crime and enslavement. We'll be back with Jack Posobiec. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Daniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Shelbit, prolific writer, researcher, investigative journalist. Very soon he'll be announcing a big national gig that he's going to be doing. I'm going to leave it at that, but tomorrow's news or next month's news today is our specialty. And we're just really excited to see the things that are happening in the media, in libertarian, nationalistic, conservative media. Now, I want to shift gears into an area where you've got expertise, living in China, being in the Navy, in the South China Sea, doing clandestine things you obviously can't get into, Jack. With your great career in the Navy and now fighting for the Republic right here in America, what do you make of this headline? China sends massive Navy for South China Sea war games after President Xi Jinping vows to wage bloody battle for world domination. Again, that ties into FCC wants Chinese tech out of U.S. phones, routers. They're able to kill our entire phone grid because they control the database, ladies and gentlemen, through this Swiss and Dutch companies that the Chinese own and control. Apple is now merging with Communist China officially, giving them the keys to the kingdom. That's mainstream news. Talk about a national security threat. Look, I'm not a Russophile. I've never been to Russia. I intend to go over there sometime and meet my bosses, supposedly, but they're becoming Christian. They're becoming nationalist. Hollywood hates them because they're Christian. And I see all the things the president's doing with no proof of this nerve gassing. They don't even say if this Russian and his daughter are alive or dead. They won't give us any info. This former GRU colonel, we're just told all these new sanctions, 14 countries banned playing soccer in Russia. Putin's the enemy. Meanwhile, from my research and just what's open source, China has a footprint thousands of times more intense in the U.S. They're taking over rare earth minerals. They've got the huge Navy. They've got submarines. Their actual ground forces dwarf the Russians. They're in our business. They're buying up Hollywood. I mean, it is just incredible. All I'm saying is I'm all about dealing with foreign enemies. I'm all about U.S. dominance if we're projecting the American way of life. But I see Russia lined up more and more with us. And with the Trump nationalist agenda, so what is Trump doing? Virtue signaling to the left? Virtue signaling to neutralize Mueller and his fake investigation? I mean, I see this as a serious problem. So, A, what do you make of Trump on this front? I'm not mad at him. I trust him. He's doing a great job. Lightyear's better than Hillary. Thank God. The globalists hate him. But still, what is going on here? It isn't very Trumpian to give in to his critics and then destroy detente with Russia. And then what's the big enchilada with China, Jack Posobiec?
Well, Alex, the president is trying to walk a fine line when it comes to Russia. He's trying to essentially, as you've said, appease some of these critics of Russia, appease some of the what's going out in terms of this Skripal situation, whether or not Skripal and his daughter are dead or not. We don't even know. They're trying to appease critics. They're trying to push back on the Russia collusion narrative by being a little bit more heavy handed when it comes to Russia on the diplomatic front. That being said, the U.S. and Russia are also both involved in military operations in Syria, where they've got to fly a lot of deconfliction. They've got to make sure there are situations where we're not killing Russian soldiers, and obviously we don't want Russia, attacking any of our troops that are on the ground there. We do have troops on the ground in Syria, even though it's not talked about a lot. So we have to be very vigilant of that. And there is a lot of information and operation sharing that goes on just for that deconfliction. Now, at the same time, what China's doing and turning around is, while all of this is happening, Trump is trying to use China as leverage on North Korea right now. They know that he needs their leverage. That's why Kim Jong-un is in Beijing right now. He took the armored train up there, the same one his dad used to ride. And they're using all of this to go and lay claim, really solidify their claim to the South China Sea. They see it as the Chinese lake. They've drawn lines saying essentially that all of the Pacific should be part of China, should be China's sphere of influence, and they're really laying down their markers hard on the South China Sea. They were building islands, building bases there, armed bases there during the last bit of the Obama administration. The Obama administration was very weak towards them. They didn't really do too much with it. So now they're waiting, and while Trump is distracted on Russia and North Korea issues, they're using it to make their final push to grab the South China Sea and solidify it with a huge show of force they're doing right now at this exercise. Unprecedented for China, by the way, to do this kind of exercise so far off of the Chinese coast. Now, normally, you know, we used to joke that the Chinese Navy was a brown water Navy because they stayed so close to the coast. Well, this is the first time that China is getting into the blue water in such a major show of force like this. You could almost compare this in some ways. It's not quite as big yet, but if you remember back to our history, the Great White Fleet of Teddy Roosevelt in the early part of the 19th century, just about 100 years ago, that was really showing the U.S.'s dominance around the world. Now, China has...
Sure, it's just like with the sinking of the Maine and President McKinley, and then the launch of the U.S. from a nation into a global empire, taking over the former Spanish and Portuguese coaling stations throughout the Pacific and even the southern Atlantic and central Atlantic. You're absolutely right. And China now sees itself modeling that in a major breakout into the world. But unlike the U.S., we just declared we had navigation rights. They are declaring they control not just the South China Sea, but all the way down into the Philippines. We haven't seen this since the Japanese did this in World War II.
That's exactly right. In fact, a lot of this territory is the same territory where World War II was fought, all the way from Iwo Jima, from Okinawa, which is very close to this area, to Taiwan, which of course is still under a major part of conflict between the two countries, and all the way down to the Philippines, which the U.S. took in the Spanish-American War, 1898. Now it's coming back to that's exactly right next to where the Philippines had their territorial claims.
That's right. And the Chinese are studying that, and their war planners are admitting they're preparing for war. Here's the quote by Xi Jinping, the dictator. He's ready for bloody battle for world domination. I mean, talk about incredible rhetoric. What is going on there?
Yeah, the last time that China got involved in this area, they had a skirmish with the Vietnamese in the 1970s over some of these islands, and they won, but they had a very bloody time of it because they had trouble getting their supplies down to out to sea there for these island battles. So what they're using now with these islands that they've created, these artificial islands, are going to be outposts, coaling stations, supply stations, and possibly armed stations. They could also put, what they're trying to do is with their aircraft carrier, they're going to basically station an air wing down in the South China Sea and then use that for operations on and off that aircraft carrier and really project their air
operations.
And let's
be clear.
Imagine how much distance you get out of that.
And let's be clear. Our navies bragged that they only had a brown water navy. Now they have blue water navy. They've got a blue water navy in their merchant fleet, which is Chinese intelligence, as you know. And they're more projected than we are globally into every sector of the planet. Go ahead.
No, that's absolutely correct. And this is something that we see with North Korea as well, that these civilian ships will be used for intelligence collection and occasionally with special forces. They were in China, they're referred to sort of as the little green men, basically irregulars or ununiformed members of the Chinese Communist Party or militia. You'll sometimes see them referred to in Chinese writing in their newspapers and their academic journals. And they're outwardly saying this. This isn't classified information. You can go and read any Chinese naval journal, and they're telling you this is exactly what they're doing.
Exactly. They said, first we took over 98% of the rare earth minerals. Now they're going in and buying off all the local governments in Africa, Latin America, Asia. And now they're building artificial islands. Now they're preparing all sorts of low-cost attack drones to take on our larger ships. I mean, China is in a stand-up military mode. And thank God Trump's standing against them, because previously Hillary was on their payroll. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Folks, I want to open the phones up specifically for Jack Posobiec on the Second Amendment attack, on the omnibus spending bill, on the communist Chinese. But if you want to get hysterical, if you want to get upset, if you've studied history like I have, it's addicting. The communist Chinese funded by Goldman Sachs and the big banks, have gone from 90% of their public being basically dirt farmers with no electricity to 300, 400 million people that are industrialized and a total economic takeover based on how enslaved the Chinese people are. And the fact that our media ignores that it's authoritarian, the fact that they ignore that they're the biggest mass murderers in history, the fact that they ignore that they're in every country in the world. I mean, it was even in the Washington Post a month ago that they caught Chinese intelligence basically running UT. Well, yeah, you show up with $100 million. The Chinese don't play games, folks. They just start giving people million-dollar checks. And it's so embarrassing for UT. I knew about this a couple of years ago. It's so embarrassing to UT because they got into all the DARPA stuff. This stuff's not really guarded, okay? I know what's at UT. I shouldn't even know. I was let into a DARPA area 16 years ago, and I couldn't believe the guy let me in. I said, are you crazy? And he later went to MIT. He's one of their top people. And he said, oh, it's no big deal. They don't care. And I was shown incredible stuff. And again, the rooms weren't classified. They had DARPA on the wall. It was the terminals that went to buildings outside Austin. And it was primate research. And let's just say it was like a nightmare. I only looked at it for a couple minutes. And I was just getting a late night tour of the psychology department. The communist Chinese were given control of that. In fact, type it in, UT caught getting Chinese government intelligence money. I'm just using UT as a microcosm of 2 miles from where we broadcast from, okay? That's what I'm getting at, how crazy all this is, and how they've got this giant blue water merchant navy that's really intelligence and military operatives, and they're buying everybody off. They bought up Hollywood. They're moving against everybody, and Trump is absolutely right to be standing up against them and having our ships go through the South China Sea. They've always gone through there. And the last time somebody said no was the Japanese. So this is such a big deal. And then to see Russia being who's being demonized. If the Russians were blocking the North Sea and saying we couldn't navigate through it, I'd say that's an act of war. If the Russians had bought up most of Hollywood, I'd be very upset. If the Russians were involved at UT, in the physics department, the psychology department, which is really the Department of War, I would be very upset. They are in our business. Jack Posobiec, you know, not wearing your naval intelligence hat, but just as a patriot and a citizen, as a reporter. How do we quantify how big this threat is? Because I'm not defending Russia, but the distraction of Russia is for me, is a major issue because we're looking at a group that can barely get their stoplights working nationwide and has major collapse issues. That's why Soros is on their ass, in my view. Give me your expert opinion. And I look at China, who is just leveraging their hardworking people, their slaves, and our media rolling on a red carpet, and it just makes me get angry.
Yeah, Alex, what people don't understand is how much of U.S. trade and how much of world trade and just in terms of goods and products are going through the South China Sea, that are going through merchant shipping lanes through the Straits of Malacca there, that are coming up through. So pretty much almost all of the world's oil is coming through a lot of these areas, so much in terms of energy, so much in terms of just our regular consumer products are coming through these areas and going to our trading partners as well. So what we've got to look at is, what if we get to a situation where China, now they're not focusing on this in a direct confrontation because that's what China does, but what they're focusing on is slowly but surely gobbling up all the avenues of economic power, economic security. Got a great view here. You can show this where so much trade, even coming out of Korea, so much of the Korean situation goes through this that people aren't putting two and two together on, because this is the power that China is trying to achieve. They're not just looking at the military power. They're having economic power first, and then they're backing that up with their military. They're backing that up with their Navy. And even today, you know, we live in the 21st century, but still something like 95% of goods are shipped on the seas. So any of the goods that you're getting, especially with China, now they're how they have their economy set up is a manufacturer. They don't have the raw material themselves. They don't have raw minerals. They don't have the raw resources. They purchase it from us and places like Africa, other different countries around the world. They manufacture it and then they ship it back out. So they understand that for them, this is a pressure point that they know they need to focus on imports and imports, because if we were ever to get into a situation with China and place a naval embargo on them or place a blockade on them, that they wouldn't be able to fund their economy.
And clearly, so they're gearing up.
They're saying it up first.
They're gearing up for war and saying for war, and they're the ones belligerently saying they control the South China Sea, which is a blockade of Japan and the Philippines and Taiwan and everybody else. I mean, we have to respond to this. This is just outrageously aggressive. And I think they're arrogant because the CFR said the Chinese century is coming. The globalists bet on this. Davos bets on this. They say that Jinping is basically their globalist god. And so I think it's that arrogance of the globalists that has empowered the communist Chinese to be this delusional.
What it is, Alex, is they see the Chinese as going to be the winners regardless, one way or the other. They all view the people in this sort of the Wall Street set, the New York set, they view the U.S. as in decline. They think the U.S. doesn't have a chance of coming back to power or coming back to
dominance. And they're doing everything they can to make us. They're doing everything they can. They're doing everything they can to make us decline. Sorry, you're absolutely right. Start over. Sorry.
Right, so they've decided to pin their hopes and pin their dreams and pin all of our economic successes and all of they're putting their money in China. They're putting their money overseas. They're investing in China. All the foreign direct investment they're putting out is going into China. They're filling up the coffers of the Chinese army, the Chinese military, which gets so much of this money, and they know it. They know exactly what they're doing because they've decided that America should be on the decline, that China is the future, wow, and they want to be in bed with these leaders.
You know, I jumped in there because as an American, I get so upset. But it's not just about an ego, like they're a football team, we're a football team. They sell Christians' organs. They sell Buddhist organs. Mao killed 80-plus million people. They've killed tens of millions since. They now have a dictator in Xi Jinping, and our media defends it. And it just shows how authoritarian they are when they have these kids' marches, over 16 dead, trying to take our rights. And to know the communist Chinese are on record, Jack, funding Hollywood, funding liberal media, funding universities, literally pushing this anti-America agenda to make sure with regulations and control.
Well, and using children is a Maoist tactic. This goes back to the Cultural Revolution, Chairman Mao and the Red Guards. It was all led by these hyper-partisan children that were targeting teachers, targeting parents, targeting anybody that was considered against the revolution. They called it counter-revolutionary struggle sessions out in public, forcing apologies. And if they didn't believe you enough, well, you got offed.
Now, what you just said is so critical. You're a naval officer, a patriot, a successful guy in the free market of ideas, one of the biggest Trump organizations out there, and you're laying out what is known fact in the Pentagon, what is known fact in Hollywood. The globalist, Lloyd Blankfein, bragged a few months ago and said, you'll never build America's infrastructure. You're done. It's over. China's the future. Well, notice he's out. Trump is literally standing up and trying to just be fair and get us some industry, some jobs, some future when everything's been decided to sell out America. And this is an anti-American 21st century war to deindustrialize us. It's a fact. And it's being orchestrated and funded by the communist Chinese at the universities with literal Mao youth brigades as the model to intimidate us into submission. How could all Americans not join Trump and us to say no to this, Jack?
Yeah, you know, I've actually talked to some folks over in Europe, people that the family members of mine and friends in Poland that said, don't give up your rights. Don't do it. This is what they make you do. This is they make you think it's smart, but don't give up your rights. Never give up your rights.
Jack, you just hit it. Why is Eastern Europe the most on fire sector of the world awake to what's happening? We'll talk about that. Poland, Hungary, they get it. They understand it. What's happening in the East? We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We are now, ladies and gentlemen, under the globalist blitzkrieg. You know, I said I'd go to calls, but our guest is leaving us here. I'm going to open the phones up for Ben Garrison coming up. He likes to take phone calls. Maybe we'll take a few here with Jack Posobiec. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, first-time callers, again, 877-789-2539. I promise, yesterday I ended the show with like 15 callers on hold. I will get to all your calls, at least those that call in right now. Look, I'm going to go back to Jack Posobiec here in just a moment. I'm going to lay it out to you. I've studied the Renaissance. I've studied Western civilization. I've studied China. I've studied Japan. I've studied Latin America. I've studied it all. Not because I was a bookworm. It was so incredibly interesting when I was 10 years old and started reading history books. So I've read thousands of history books. I haven't read one in a couple of years. I'm too busy now. But I've got my world database. And when you know history, that's why Posobiec's so smart. He immediately started saying the communist Chinese are modeling after U.S. expansion, after William McKinley and the Spanish-American War. Now, that's actually what the Naval War College and all them actually understand and what the Chinese War College has said. So he's not telling you something classified, but that's actually the thinking. This is going on. The decision has been made that China is the model for global domination. If China was free market and China treated people with respect, I don't care. The left has made America go into decline. They're using leftist controls to make us sabotage. China has zero taxes on the elite. China has it all set up so we can't compete. That's how evil the left is. They are out to destroy the country. They want your guns. They want your churches. They want your life. They want to break you. They want to dominate you. And the decision has been made by the big banks in Hollywood to do this. That's why this is such a war and why it's so critical. And that's why things are so serious. But I want to get into Eastern Europe. Article came out this weekend. The head of the Hungarian parliament came out and laid out they want to end our families. They're erasing all culture. They're the enemy. We must stop it. Why does Eastern Europe get it? We'll talk to Jack Posobiec in a moment. But first, we are running a special 50% off on BrainForce, which is the ultimate nootropic out there for the price. Leading competitors that have similar formulas are $50 to $80. They're not even as strong. They're not even as organic. BrainForce, ladies and gentlemen, all said and done, cost us over $10 a bottle. At $19.95, that's insane. The average supplement has a 7-time markup. It's a great deal at $35. It's 50% off right now, $19.95. See how great it is. Natural, healthy pickup. The key elements, some of the stuff's prescription in Europe, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have a special running with the real red pill. That takes a week. It's a 7-day challenge. BrainForce kicks in 30 minutes. But we have the BrainForce Plus Real Red Pill Mind and Body Challenge Pack, 50% off, in store for a limited time. We're giving you a powerful combo pack to help you boost your body, your mind to the limits healthily with BrainForce Plus and the Real Red Pill. With the Mind and Body Challenge. The combo pack features BrainForce Plus and the Real Red Pill together for an impressive 50% off savings. And I should add, free shipping. You can get them both 50% off by themselves. Get free shipping when you get them together. With BrainForce Plus supporting supercharging your state of mind and the Red Pill supporting healthy aging and cognitive function, these formulas together can help you push your mind and body to the next level. Together, these products have an average of 4.7 out of 5-star rating. So again, together these products have an average of 4.7 out of 5-star rating. These powerful products are some of the most advanced formulas yet to help you change your mind and body. Get the BrainForce Plus and the Real Red Pill together with the Mind and Body Challenge at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off and free shipping. We got books, T-shirts, videos, radios, water filtration, all of it's just high-quality products that you and your family need. David Hogg on C-SPAN goes, you notice Jones claims there's chemicals in the water that are bad for you and that give you cancer, and then he sells you water filters. Hogg, you caught me in my slick deception. Now, see, Hogg, teleprompter readers, actors, Decepticons, they're always thinking of the angle or the scam. See, with me, it's all slamming into you straight on, straight shooting. That's how old-fashioned Texans do it. See, yes, I filter my water. Yes, the water's full of glyphosates and poison. Yes, we have the very highest-rated gravity-fed filters and other systems. We have 6 or 7 of the best companies out there. They're all apples and oranges. Some are better at this. Some are better than that. But whatever the highest-rated stuff is, I go become a distributor. I get the best sales of it. I get the lowest price to buy it in bulk so we can fund the operation. So, yes, David Hogg's like, notice he says the water's got toxins and that you should filter it, and then he sells filters. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. You figure. Again, he thinks that's a scam. See, you can't cheat an honest man, they used to say. But it's always the people that are into scams and deception that see everything else as a scam. Yes, Hogg, we're selling water filters. I really believe you need them. The studies show it. All right, enough of me. We got this little segment, one more with Jack Posobiec, then calls coming up. Jack. Eastern Europe, the Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary, Romania, Russia to a great extent, rediscovering Christian roots, rejecting Islamic invasion, rejecting Soros. I read the statements of the speeches of the presidents and prime ministers. It's like InfoWars. It's like Jack Posobiec, the eugenics, the end of our family, the global corporate takeover. What is going on in the East?
Well, Alex, in Eastern Europe, they've been through this so many times before with different invasions, whether it be from the Ottoman Turks, whether it be from the Huns in Central Asia that have come through. They've fought for their civilization. They fought for their culture so many times, and they just got over the communist, essentially, Soviet occupation of Eastern Europe with the Warsaw Pact. They're still digging out from under that, and that's why they understand and are so sensitive to any of these takeover attempts, any of these foreign ideologies that are being pushed on top of them by these people that are going after, they're trying to change this, and they're trying to stop anyone who speaks out against it. They're trying to shut anyone down who is a whistleblower. We now know, of course, one piece of information that my sources are telling me, Alex, is you mentioned Cambridge Analytica earlier and the investigation. What I've heard is that actually they're trying to tie that back to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and his activity that had gone on during the election. They're trying to tie it back, say that he took stolen documents and posted them on Facebook and posted them on Twitter, and that Cambridge Analytica was driving the whole thing. And they're trying to use this to pin down a charge on Assange to essentially indict him. And Mueller knows this, and Mueller is looking at this. This is something that MI6 really wants. This is something that U.S. secret agencies want. The intel agencies have wanted for a long time to get Assange under something. They're trying to pin this all on Assange to shut him up, to shut down WikiLeaks, because they don't want anyone, essentially. And what was their crime, right? They told you what the leaders were doing.
Jack, you talk about the instinct in Eastern Europe to stand up against being overrun. How do we reach out to the average leftist that's brainwashed so they understand you are being enslaved? You are a chump. You are buying Soros propaganda.
You know, one thing I like to do is to say, why is it that all of these celebrities agree with you? Why is it that when everyone in power, everyone in the mainstream media agrees with every single one of the talking points that you're saying? Are you really being rebellious when you've got this entire establishment that's echoing the exact same talking points and phrases that you are? And I've noticed that with some of them, with the ones that are at least willing to have some of that introspection, they will actually kind of consider that and say, you know, that's weird. I didn't think about it that way.
And again, less than 10% MSNBC admits we're actually under the age of 18. This is giant, ridiculous astroturf. And I go back to that question, Trump on the omnibus bill, giving lip service to the gun control. What do you think he's doing there?
I think it's appeasement, Alex. He's trying to appease the left. He's trying to say that he's doing something that's bipartisan.
I agree, but that only encourages these people.
Now, they said there was one student that gave a speech at the March for Our Lives and said, if you give us an inch on bump stocks, we will take a mile. That was specifically what the quote was.
Yeah, that was Delaina Tarr. Do we have that clip of her? Here she is.
There are so very many things, so many steps to take. Like right now, sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
And there you go. I mean, they just, I said that and my ears went straight up. My antenna went straight up and said, there it is. That's the signal right there.
We got to go to break. Do 5 more minutes with you, because I'm going to ask you a critical question. I want to ask the audience this question, and I want to ask them to think about this. Why, after decades of saying they don't want to confiscate the guns, they don't want to repeal the Second Amendment, why suddenly at the march to grab your guns, at the march to enslave America, on the New York Times, former Supreme Court justices, why are they suddenly admitting they want to confiscate the guns? Why are they now admitting it? Because when they finally get to the point of doing it, they've got to go from denying it to doing it. That's why. That's my answer. I'm going to ask Postobic what he thinks. Your phone call's coming up. Please spread the live links however you're watching or listening. Without you, the globalists will win. We are in a war. This is the fight for the Second American Revolution, and it's worldwide. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the